Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Oh, oh, oh.
Hey, everybody! Holy crap, my name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco, California! We did it. You guys are awesome. It's Thursday, April. Did you say we did it? It's Thursday, April 19th, Two Oceans 12. Merely hours, just 4 hours from 4:20. Very exciting. Right after this show, I will be racing over to the Punchline to do my second annual Countdown to 4:20 show, where just moments before midnight, we will stop the show and count it down, New Year's Eve style, Dick Clark hologram style. Yeah. It is too soon for hologram jokes. Poor holograms. Why are they getting so beat up when they're so awesome? People die to be brought back. So thank you for that, holograms. And and then right after we do the countdown, we'll go outside and, celebrate. Because smoking is frowned upon in that establishment. Did you guys bring name tags? I see one right there that says, pick me and get a hand job from Tim. Are you Tim? Because that sounds like you're offering up a hand job from another person. Wow, it's good, bad, and good, Brad, and the ugly. Nicely done. There it says Caroline's box. Or is it Carolyn's box? Carolyn, I apologize. Don't you find that the Caroline divide is the angriest? That, like, when you get that one wrong, they're never happy with you. She took it pretty well. I appreciate it. Say Ashley has a boombox that she's holding overhead, so it's instead of Say Anything. I get it. You know I love movies. There's a box of cupcakes. Lots of great name tags. Lisa loves movies. That's Lisa's face instead of mine. Should have figured out a way to keep mine in there. No, it's not my decision. The guests that I brought here tonight for you guys to enjoy will be making the decision. There's a George Carlin Class Clown album. Is your name George? What does it say? I can't see it. Rob. Okay, Rob. I asked him a simple question. Is your name George? Put your sign down. It's not my decision. You want to convince my guests. Like, people bring snacks. Like, oh, Doug's going to be high. He'll want snacks. It's not my choice. I bring on a lot of very fit, healthy people. Okay, well, maybe he's here. You guys already figured out who's here. I have a few things I want to say. Yeah, people did tweet, and, you know, that's great. We got a packed house, so I'm very, very, very pleased with it. For the listeners, and for you guys, if you're in the L.A. area on Thursday, May 10th, please join me at Nerd Melt at Meltdown Comics for the Benson Interruption number 15 with very special guests. Did you guys see, has everybody here seen Cabin in the Woods? Yeah! Nice. And did you heed my advice and not watch any of the trailers or commercials? Very well done, very well done. And yeah, and you loved it, of course. It's still good, even if you get it ruined, but it's so much fun not ruined. Also, be sure to check out Dining with Doug and Karen in the comedy podcast section of iTunes. It's free, and it's a podcast where me and my friend Karen have a meal together and talk. So it's a great show if you like listening to people eat. A lot of people will probably be disgusted by that premise. Coming soon, I'm going to do another fake trailer contest on YouTube for a chance to win a guest spot on the show, so stay tuned for details for that. And Nashville, Tennessee, someone during the first two shows at Zany's at the end of May will win a seat to participate in Douglas Movies at Zany's on Monday, May 28th. Ooh, similar deal at Comedy Addict. Comedy Addict in Bloomington. I wrote Illinois, but it's Indiana. I know it's Indiana. And Zany's in Chicago, which is in Illinois, not Indiana. All right, let's do a spontaneous watch this, not that. So where's Tim? Tim's been here probably the longest. What, name any movie.
The Raid.
The Raid, all right. That's gonna be a tough competitor. Let's go over here, this young lady, see what she thinks. Name any movie at all, any movie that you like.
Say Anything.
Say Anything. All right. Here we go. Watch this, not that. It's a fucking tough one. But The Raid is about 30-some floors of a tenement building, the ugliest set you'll ever see in a movie. But, oh, the gloriousness that happens on that set, because a SWAT team needs to fight their way through every goddamn floor. And it's like, some movies have a lot of gunplay, some movies have a lot of hand-to-hand. This movie has hand-to-hand and gunplay in almost equal measure. It's insanely violent and insanely awesome. Say Anything is a very cute movie. Watch Raid Redemption, not Say Anything. This has been Watch This, Not That. Say Anything only has a guy talking about fighting. His only fight scene is with a little child. The Raid is really kick-ass. And Say Anything's been a long-time favorite, so good play, young lady. That was good. You forced me to make a choice. Call me Sophie. All right, enough of my yakking. Let's see what's in the prize bag. We've got a CD by one of my guests. It's very funny. We've got a CD by me. We've got a Pot the Vote t-shirt that I always like to bring now that now that it's, you know, there's various places in this country have a chance to vote for weed in the fall, so I hope you do so. And then, oh, another T-shirt that I'll explain when he gets out here. All right. Two of my guests tonight think that you guys will be excited that the prize that they brought, because they forgot to bring their own CDs, that their prize is going to be they're going to hug you. So I, you know, feel however you want to feel about that. And please help me in giving a big, warm San Francisco welcome to my friends, Dan Gabriel, Graham Elwood, Pete Holmes, and TJ Miller.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Where do you want to go?
I'm comfortable with both. I was in the green room and Doug smoked marijuana, and I have a contact high.
That is the ultimate disclaimer.
Welcome to the last fucking 4 years of my life. That is what I've been doing.
I like Pete walking into any social situation saying that, like a boss interviewing him. Hi, Doug smoked weed in the green room, and I have a contact high. I'm Pete Holmes.
A funny thing to say at a 9 a.m. job interview is to say, I only smoke when I drink while you're smoking. I think that's pretty fun to get the show started off with a bang. But honestly, I am a little concerned. I am a little concerned that I catch some of your weed vapors. Is that what they call them?
That's not what they call them, or me.
You said it was stevia and Activia, is that correct?
Yes, it's a digestive weed.
We smoked a lot of Activia back there, yep. So
I smoked.
I got dibs on the bathroom after the show.
Well,
yeah, TJ was already in there taking a massive dump.
That's true. Confessions of the green room. Doug's high. TJ took a big shit. I had two waters.
That's what people in Hollywood call doing cocaine.
They said have one water. I said, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm high.
You can count the amount of time that Pete has on the self-esteem meter. It was, a minute before you started impersonations?
I dipped right into your bucket, friend. Because I don't have enough charisma on my own.
Denver!
You guys want to just do a You Made It Weird and the rest of us will go...
Touché, Mr.
Yeah!
Touché.
Touché. More green room confessions.
I haven't even introduced you individually yet. Like, Dan Gabriel is here. He's never going to get to speak the entire show.
Dan, Graham, let's get John Hamm, and we'll have them all. Yeah, see, that's funny to me. I'm definitely high.
Yeah, you and one lady in the front row enjoyed that.
That's my ratio. If I can steal one fan from Doug Love's movie,
Pete's the kind of high where a police officer who arrested him pulls over and is like, you can go. You're fine. I can't hear it anymore. You've got to get out of my car.
I'm what you call a John Denver high. Yeah. I just want to sing about sunshine and mountains.
Let me ask you guys this.
Not a lot of John Denver fans here tonight?
Let me guys set up asking you this again.
Grandma's
another
feather
time.
Bed?
Let me do it a third time. Let me ask you guys this.
Grandma's feather bed, that's a deep cut. That's right. I know some Johnny D licks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Doug.
For what? I don't even know what the question was. Oh, I wanted to promote your fucking shows. How many people here have listened to all five of our podcasts? Is there anybody that knows? See, that's nice. We have some shared fans.
Sure.
Now, how many people only listen to me and Graham?
Who knows?
I just arbitrarily decided, wait, why are you drawing weird lines? But yeah, you should check them all out. Dan's podcast is called The Best Medicine. Graham's is called Comedy Film Nerds. Pete's called You Made It Weird. TJ's is called Cashing In with TJ Miller.
Yeah.
And
thanks, guys.
And I am a pothead who remembered all four of their fucking
podcast names. That was impressive.
Doug Benson. Doug loves movies. And
this
Doug's
guy,
interruptions. Nice.
You just brought a banana that you wrote CJ on.
Yeah, he even tweeted about it. He's like, I'm in line early. The only thing I have is a banana, but the peel is going to be my name tag.
Yeah.
So he had a nice meal online. Now he's having a beer.
That's proof that he's high because he ate the banana. When he left the house, it was a banana with CJ on it.
He's a boxcar hobo. You split a single bean with a mouse tonight.
Isn't it strange that it's fun that Doug and you communicated before the show. You're like, I'm using this banana. Doug was like, all right, bring it.
I said
you did.
Remember, it's kind of serendipitous. I asked you if you ever thought a caveman took a banana and held it to his penis and made everyone laugh. I put that to the group. I kind of feel like we're boys to men right now. We're all in our stools. Can I be the deep voice guy that just explains the song? I will make love to you. As you've indicated you'd like. Throw your clothes on the floor. Don't panic. I'm also going to remove mine.
Light the fire.
It's more fun to be that guy. What were you doing that whole time?
Just being patiently awaiting Doug's continuing hosting.
It's not my fault you smoked grass out of an apple. What is that?
Grass out of an apple? I'm sorry, Mom. Were you guys smoking reefer cigarettes in there?
Get off my lawn, Graham.
We were grappling. We were grass out of apples.
Grappling.
Graham brought a Palm Strike t-shirt, so that's you guys can win that.
Oh, shit.
And Dan brought his CD, Baby for Sale, and... That means, of course, that in addition to the stuff I brought, whoever wins will get hugs from Pete Holmes and T.J. Miller.
My hug is going to be more real. My hug is going to be longer.
Have you ever been hugged by a Tempur-Pedic mattress? That's about to happen for one of you lucky people. And also, while we're hugging and embracing, I'll whisper in your ear a code to download Impregnated with Wonder, my album, for free.
Oh,
that's nice.
So suck my caveman banana dick, Graham. And I guarantee a caveman did it, and that man was our leader for 2 decades. I don't know why we're all not laughing and clapping. That seriously confused me. In my mind, it was like...
That's your mind all the time.
It is my...
Just I'm a stadium being like, go, Pete, you're going to do it.
This is Pete Holmes on Oysters, Wine, and Secondhand Weed. Oh, my God. You were so easily fucked up.
And he had his shirt up like this the whole time.
He had his shirt up over his nose. So I kept waiting for him to rob the train.
Wait, I had my what up the whole time?
Your shirt.
You had your shirt over your face.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to filter it. It didn't work. Now I'm just high like a yuppie. That's all I am. I'm an LL Bean kind of high.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of high you can return for 30 days, no questions asked.
You're the kind of high like if you smoked weed and Tide.
But Tide color safe. Let's not get crazy.
I really like the gain...
I saw 21 Jump Street. I saw it.
Yeah.
I did. I saw it.
But it didn't smell like watermelon? Because that's Gain smells like watermelon now, and I love it. Like, I want to drink it. It smells so good. But it's, you know, laundry detergent. We're not at the point yet where I ask you about what movies you saw, but also, didn't you say that on the last one that you were on?
Uh-oh.
No way, man. I never go on any podcast but this one. Doug loves movies. That's real.
TJ, you were a guest on my podcast.
Yeah, you were on mine too. That's fucked
up. Guys, shut the fuck up, please.
And all you wanted to talk about was 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
This is bullshit, Douglas.
You did an impression of everyone from that movie on my podcast. I reread the whole script.
I still feel like anyone not laughing isn't picturing a caveman with a banana. Like, I mean, that's kind of your fault. I can't help you if you won't take a moment. What is he wearing? A loincloth that's tattered? He's been chasing food all day. And then you're all tired and he takes a banana and does that. No one's ever seen it before.
And then he's mauled by a mountain lion.
Well, do you get like a nice monthly check from the government for dwelling on things?
I set him up, Doug. You knock him down. Yeah. We're doing what we do, guys. We're having a lot of fun with friends.
People, if you haven't heard it yet, listen to the, it's a $2 episode, and I'm sorry to, you know, have you over a barrel, because I get so mad at Pete on the last, that last episode we did together in Portland, and the whole time I was thinking, and I'm going to do another one with him and TJ Miller at the same time.
Don't listen to him. We had a lot of fun.
God give me strength, I said.
And God was like, nah.
He was busy with floods and famine.
You were a little bit like an angry dad, taking your belt off like you're going through security at the airport, ready to give me the business.
That is the best time to beat your child. If you don't calm down, the next time we go to the airport, you're going to get it. Because my belt will be off anyway. I might as well do something with it.
You're a magical man to go to Hawaii on Thursday.
You can't see it on a podcast, but we hugged because Doug's a champion of comedy.
Well, then you gave away your hug.
Yeah.
Did you whisper your fucking download code? Did you whisper your download code into Doug's ear so now I can get your CD?
I did.
He whispered something in my ear, but I think it was a room number.
That'll also get you the album.
That's good.
Talking about sex, folks. You'll see my classic banana dick bit. And then take a hard right turn into real intercourse.
With Pete receiving.
Of course. Of course. It's great to be here, guys.
So, TJ, I enjoyed your work in the trailer for Making a Friend for the End of the World.
I'm excited about it also. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Oh, Seeking. Making a Friend, I bet you, spoiler alert.
Making a Friend, is, it is a spoiler alert. They end up being friends. But Making a Friend for the End of the World would be great. Hey, let's be friends. Okay, now let's just wait for the death. But yeah, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
What is that?
It's a movie about Steve Carell and Keira Knightley are, you know, they make, I guess they make friends. When they just come on the news and say the world is definitely going to end in like X number of days, like 60 days or 30 days or something. And TJ in the trailer works in a TGI Fridays kind of establishment where apparently they think since the world is ending, we should fuck the customers.
Bullshit! It's the last bastion. You know people that have to work at TGI Fridays? You work there most of your life. It's your family. And that's what we at this TGI Fridays style place, it's called Friendlies, trademark. But it's a guy who's on ecstasy at all times. And he's like, have you ever had a martini that's also a hamburger? Why not try it? It's all going to be over soon.
This is a good time for Pete to do his TJ impression. Say welcome to Friendlies.
The saddest part of that is imagining him in his hotel room alone at the end of the night. Reliving the whole show, but just in front of him going, status! Denver! And then they all were like...
What are you, the best? That was incredible. We drove here to the airport with me, you, and your girlfriend, and the whole time I was like,
what's up?
And we did. And we did.
Why do you move the microphone away from your face when you do an impression of him?
That's the one thing.
He talks right into it.
It's too loud for my taste. That's the one thing.
Oh, no, you hate me.
No, I was laughing.
Oh, I thought that was a fake laugh. The worst heckle is a fake laugh. No comeback for that.
You Suck is kind of worse than that.
Kind of.
Like, at least they're laughing.
Yeah, You Suck. You can just say, knock the dick out of your mouth where you work. I don't know what to do with hecklers.
I'm saying it in the wrong order. Yeah.
I don't.
You knock the dick out of work in your mouth.
I don't come to where you knock dicks out of my mouth and call you a stand-up. Huh?
Brian Regan, ladies and gentlemen.
The big yellow one is the sun.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one.
I do a character called Filthy Regan, which I just go,
are these my fucking glasses?
They used to call him Fat Regan in Chicago.
Call it goddamn cup of dirt. It's a motherfucking cup with cock sucking dirt in it. You should move the fuck on, Gaylord.
Sorry about that, Gaylord Sanfran. Sorry about that, Gaylord. Yeah. I'm very gay friendly. I can't believe a good percentage of you were offended by Gaylord.
We're in San Francisco, idiot.
No, but it's also a name. And in that scenario, that was that man's name.
I can't imagine a gay guy being like, what'd you say, Gaylord? Well, I guess that is a name. Go about your business. I'll continue not whooping your ass.
The character's called Filthy Regan.
Not politically
correct. But you also said you didn't like Gaylord 2 seconds after. They didn't even have a chance to register what you said.
Yeah,
and
that's
you were
true.
On to how yeah. much they didn't like it. So I was butt fucking the. Oh, you're offended!
I offended myself, Douglas. You know what's weird? When you said for his movie there were only 60 days left to, you know, in the world, my first thought was you could only do 2/3 of P90X. That was my first thought. I want to
bring it.
That's the weirdest kind
of. I got to do 2 days in one day. two days, double sessions.
That's how you want to go out. You want to
get
die
out ripped.
In prison strength.
Yes. You just fucking fight the comet at the end. Yeah. Whatever asteroid. Come at me, motherfucker!
Riffing, bits, never leave a comic behind. Row, quality. Little bro.
What are you doing?
Do I come to the dick work where you factory when your joke, when that's your job working cock?
Oh my god, this
I
is
think
so much
this
fun.
Is like should be this should be a medical study because Pete Holmes Pete Holmes has had alcohol and no weed. Graham has had no alcohol, no weed. Dan Gabriel's had maybe both, but definitely weed. I've had weed. TJ's had weed. Who is the most ridiculous person on this panel? The person who has only had alcohol and fish.
White wine, guys. It'll take you where you want to go.
That's the perfect ad with just
alcohol,
your face.
Alcohol and fish.
Yeah. Fucking fish sticks, bitch. You fucking parrot. Salmon, fuck you.
My water.
Fucking sushi.
Nice banana.
Cavemanbanana.tv.
Do I come to your caveman banana factory when you're working? Yeah, I do? Okay, thank you.
And then he leaves. Thank you.
Yeah, you stop by from time to time at the caveman banana factory. And like, hey, you're working. I won't bother you.
Sorry.
He's
come
kind
to
of
my
a
show
more
tonight.
Punch in, punch out type of guy.
This show is invigorating.
Shut up, Dan! Jesus!
What the fuck am I doing here? Oh.
Dan, shut up.
Dan will die.
He's crazy. Christ. Dan.
Love it! Even if you don't listen to it, everyone listening to this, download Best Medicine, Dan's podcast, just once. Even if you
Thank
don't have
you.
Time to listen to it, I just want
Thank
the numbers
you.
To spike.
Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. It's comedians giving advice. I have comics on and they bitch about their problems, and then we solve the listeners' problems. Check it out. It's good. Doug's been on it. I had a bunch of cool people on it.
I was on it.
All these guys
it.
Should
I'd
be on
have
it.
Have you guys on it if you're going to.
I'm into
if
it.
You'd like to.
Did you just say you'll never have us on?
No, I'd like to.
I'll give you a piece of advice. Don't give Pete Holmes any marijuana.
Don't smoke it even near me, even if I look like Jesse James. And we were even blowing it out the window and it still affected you. He said I looked like a train Doesn't robber, so I ate a seed. It. Oh, I see.
I think people thought you meant Jesse James is a porn star, right? Yeah. In the past, it was a person from Western history.
Jesse.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock's fucking
Jesse
porn
James?
Fucking husband. That.
The ass in Asian of Jesse Jane. Are we playing that game yet? The ass in, like in the ass nation of Jesse Jane by the coward Cockford? I don't know.
What game is that? That's not one of my games.
That's the porn version of
porn
that
version.
Oh, okay.
Just take a bath in Pete Holmes' mind right now.
Calgon, take me away.
Take a bath in Pete Holmes' mind.
Just get a portable DVD player and watch Yogi Bear in the bath of Pete Holmes'
mind. Good things coming bears.
How do those bears look so real and the actors so natural responding with them?
Good things do come in bears, is how I climax.
I love it. A talking baby and a man who talks to bears and a guy who humps sushi and Dan.
I also hump sushi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Finally, a theme song for the guest. I've always wanted to have a theme song for the specific guest, and now we've done it.
We're really doing it.
What do you guys think? We got about 5 minutes left?
How are we doing on time? You guys doing all right?
We love you.
Is this better or worse than you expected? Oh, good.
San Fran, we appreciate your patience.
One quiet, dissatisfied man in the back.
Worse. Excuse me, Doug. I'd like to vote worse. The big yellow one is the goddamn sun.
That sounded like Regan again.
Is that guy Brian Regan?
When I'm back? A little bit high, I sound like Brian Regan, apparently. Or all
the time. You're a little bit high, you can't be high at all.
That's true. That's true.
The saddest admission of not being high.
I smoked marijuana once. I smoked your joint cigarettes. I get really embarrassed.
Mine specifically?
No, you weren't there. But whenever I do...
Does the story involve a movie in some way?
Yes.
Okay.
Nope. I always have a really cliched reaction. Like, I get the munchies and then I'm embarrassed. I'm like, real original, Pete. Like, I locked myself in the bathroom and ate 4 hot dogs.
Oh, I get that. That's code, right?
Me and my friend Gaylord.
Oh, I love hot dogs.
I got so high, I sucked off 4 dicks in a men's room at a
gas station. I don't know what to do. All these oysters.
Wow, double glory hole, double.
Oh.
Too vigorous, be gentle.
So high.
Get that cum out of you. Get it the fuck out of you.
You're miming chafing hand jobs. Mime with care. There are ghosts that came in for that moment and they were like, finally, some relief from haunting this space. And you gave them a bad HJ.
Too much knuckle!
Dits.
Too squeezy!
Take off the rings!
In general, leave your nails out of this!
In general,
it tickles.
This hurts me, and I don't have a head. Because they were beheaded, so that was like
immediately. Oh, what? You're offended? Oh, my headless people in the audience.
Wow, what are you, a bunch of Gaylords? People named Gaylord. Back off. Back off.
Let me ask you this, Pete.
Yeah.
This question is just for Pete, you guys. I want to see if he's improved since we were on AM Northwest.
Yeah.
Last week.
Carbonite.
Yeah, AM Northwest. Fucking morning TV in Portland. Let's fucking do it.
But what was your answer when they said, what was Han Solo frozen in? What'd you say? Would you buzz in and say very
confidently? With enthusiasm?
Very confidently, yes.
Thermite.
Oh, God. That's not even a thermite.
But I bring that up because it's not the dumbest answer.
It's adjacent to the dumbest answer.
But thermite is mentioned in a movie. It's mentioned in a motion picture called The Rock.
Yeah.
It takes place here in San Francisco.
There it is, Alcatraz.
They use it to blow up Alcatraz, yeah.
Thermite.
Thermite plasma.
We don't like Alcatraz? I went to the tour.
No, they love it. They go out every day and sit in a fucking cell.
I went on the tour of Alcatraz, and this was the most fun dad joke I've ever made. I didn't enjoy it, and I was like, well, I guess you had to be there. Come on.
If I lived in San Francisco...
Who says come on when they haven't even laughed or not laughed yet?
I could feel in the room they were like, nope.
If I lived
we are
in San...
not pre-ordering a laugh on this one.
I don't understand you guys.
We're not going to pizza track a laugh.
If I lived in San Francisco, I would be proud of Alcatraz. Anybody who came to the city to visit me, I'd be like, hey, you seen that movie The Rock? You did? Look behind you. That's The Rock. All right, come on in. Let me help you with your bags.
Did you see that TV show Alcatraz? Oh, you didn't? Okay, sorry.
Well, what about
it was nice
break?
Meeting
All
you.
Right, well, imagine that.
So, someone named Hill Aaron Us. So it's like the word name Aaron in the middle of hilarious. Hilarian Us.
I like it.
He's the one that...
Hiller Anus?
Hill Anus, yes.
Hitler Anus.
He's the one that pointed out to me that thermite was mentioned in The Rock and that Pete is not as dumb as he seems.
Thank you, Hitler Anus.
Oh my God, it's so close to Hitler's birthday, you guys.
Woo!
The countdown is about to begin.
But we're going to do it in German.
But let's start...
Oh, that you fucking moan, you cocksuckers. I heard enough of that goddamn moaning.
He's doing it. Pete Holmes.
You should have done it Pete Holmes time. We're going to do it in German. Come on. What's wrong with this audience? Well, let's start with Dan. We'll start with Dan and just go down the line. Have you been to the cinema lately or deep home video? VOD, if you will.
I went to the cinema a couple weeks ago and I saw Casa de mi Padre.
Oh,
how is that?
I have not seen that yet.
It was sort of like a test of let's see if Will Ferrell can make funny out of fucking nothing.
And how did he do?
He did. I mean, like he did, but it's 90 minutes of it. It should have been like an SNL sketch.
It's hard to put those out in theaters, though.
Yes, it is. I mean, who saw it?
See, that's a problem, though, because we all...
What do you think? I mean, it got some solid laughs, but I mean, there's no English throughout the whole thing. He stuck... It's almost like he had a bet with somebody, like, yeah, I'll fucking do a whole movie in Spanish. Watch me, bitch.
But I feel bad because we all knew that it was a cool idea, and we all know that Will Ferrell is funny, and then none of us went to see it. So he tried this really interesting thing, and I didn't go to see it either. I'm also an asshole. But like, he tried this cool thing, and then we were all like, that's cool, we should see that. And then we didn't see it. So now Hollywood's like, fuck a bunch of Will Ferrell, and they're like, Adam Sandler, do what you want. Continue doing as Adam Sandler, as you were.
I gave it a try.
But it's
I'm not saying I have a Sandler. That's him. What is that?
Shut up!
Oh, that's good. No, they think you're shutting me up, but that was your impression.
Very good, Doc. Very good.
Not bad. Giving myself a B minus.
Fair enough. Graham Elwood?
I just saw this cool documentary called The Island President about the president of the Maldives, which is...
There you go.
I stole
no,
that
I'm
from,
sorry. No, I got fucked up.
I stole that from Damon Alec Greer.
I fucking set someone on fire. It was awesome. I did bong grips, and then I fucked someone.
No, I went and saw The Island President, which is a cool movie about how the world's dying, and this country's going to be underwater soon.
What, do you guys hate fucking islands? Fuck you!
Pete Holmes, sit down.
The listeners are going to think that was me, Teej.
Teej.
Exxon Maldives, that's all I got.
But what's it called again, Graham?
It's called The Island President. It's Island a good it's President. A good documentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's an important subject. I was just goofing around. But,
yeah, way to go.
It's all going to be over soon anyway, I guess.
Yeah, poor guy's the mayor of an island that's going to sink.
Like it's not going to?
His mayor.
Poor guy's on city council of a archipelago that is there's a lot of wind.
There is a surplus of wind.
I keep downgrading the importance of everything.
Poor guy's an alderman at a... I got no more island ribs.
I saved the island.
I like
that. Is sure that's not Woody Allen? You sure that's not?
See, I can't do it.
Sometimes Woody Allen does say that.
Crazy. We gotta save it. It's gonna be underwater. What are we gonna do? We never get to go to the Maltese. Adam Sandler, what are you doing here? Save the island. Get the fuck out of here.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Some might say that shit is crazy.
That was fun. That was the highlight for me.
Hey, up here! Up here!
There, it was happening for reals in his head.
A Pete, yo, a funny man, laying down the ribs, gonna bust around the ribs and do some accents tonight. You got crazy voices, big wacky teeth. One of these days, you're gonna be at your feet. Singing, we will, Pete Holmes. Yes!
Dream come true.
I'm all truly there is not enough the men group.
There's not enough freestyle set to Queen.
Not nearly.
Yeah.
Graham, I thank you for that.
It's like
we just all
that beat is slow enough for a white man to think.
Yeah. It is the best riff beat you could ever do.
Oh my god, Doug, that's the funniest thing.
That world, that was laser accurate.
Y'all agree? How funny is that?
Unbelievable.
Slow enough for a white man to think.
Yeah.
Because that's why I don't get into the rap game. Don't have a fast brain. I think we still have Pete. Have you told us what you've seen recently?
I saw Jeff.
We don't care. What'd you say?
Going somewhere. Mr. Bubba. What did you see, Mr. Holmes? You've reached Alan. Have you been to the cinema, Mr. Holmes?
If you're doing drugs at home listening to this, you've made a great decision.
You have timed it perfectly.
I like wearing black, but it shows dandruff so easily. Mr. Butter.
Is this Sidney Poitier? Like,
no!
Just for the listeners.
Do you intend to steal from me and give to the poor Mr. Hood?
If you're listening at home, I'm confused also. And I'm here. I'm in it.
I can't think of any Alan Rickman movies.
Nice suit, Mr. Takagi.
What is it?
Die Hard, bitches.
Die Hard?
Die Hard, bitches.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Hans, Booby, I'm your white knight.
Not bad. We're having fun. I haven't seen a movie in 10 years. Now, I saw Jeff Who Lives at Home. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. Took place almost 99.9% not in his home, which I thought was great. Sometimes,
but it was a lot of Jeff, though.
That's why I hated it. False advertising.
Jeff Who Goes Outside with Ed Helms. Better title.
Yeah. I don't want to go see a movie called Jeff Who Lives at Home, and I don't even see his house a lot.
Susan Sarandon's still looking, you know, pretty good.
I'd hit that. Mr. Potter. Bonerous erectus. I'd like to stick it in your Quidditch.
I'd hang out with me. I don't know about you. I would hang out with me.
People love everything that you do.
And usually that's the case. Just him hanging out.
Yeah, this stuff doesn't work one-on-one so much. The ladies in the bars aren't that into.
Would you like to play Quidditch?
It works in the shower.
Soaping up the armpits, Mr. Holmes.
Mr. Holmes.
These girls are living their lives. Everyone else
they
is
are
like,
going about their business.
I'll get the next one.
Soaping up your genitals, Mr. Miller.
You already said what you saw.
I saw 21 Jump Street.
21st.
I thought it was really good. I thought there was a lot of exposition in the beginning.
It's super fun.
It is really fun. It's consistent jokes. People were like, I didn't like the explosion gag. And I thought that was really funny.
I thought that was funny, too.
And I thought they kind of took a nod at themselves, but they weren't like, nudge, nudge. But they did sort of make fun
of themselves.
They
took a nod without a nudge?
Yes.
Also,
wink, no nudge.
Tanning? Is that
nudgeless nod?
Tanning Chatham? Is that his name?
Tanning Chatham.
Channing. Flanning. Flanning Statham.
Flanning Statham, Irish superstar.
Charing Flatham.
Channing Tatum's really funny.
He was really funny. Clarence Leghorn. He was really funny.
Rob Riggle.
Very good.
Super funny. Johnny Pemberton was in it. Very, very funny.
Yeah, Johnny Pemberton, colon, true.
Why would you say that on a podcast?
Where else am I going to say it? To random people on the street?
That point taken.
Hey, Johnny Pemberton, no colon. Sorry, I thought you were a podcast. Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing the shirt, yeah, but I'm also a person.
I thought you were a podcast.
Man.
I mistook you for a podcast, and that's why I talked for an hour, and you weren't interested.
You should really listen to Doug's episode of You Made It Weird. I talk for 99% of it. It's really great.
I say stuff.
No, I know. I was trying to join in on making fun of me, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. We had a much better give and take on that than we have on my show.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Holding a banana by your genitals.
Caveman. Like a caveman.
I watched the entire audience, including these girls who love everything I do, decide as a collective, that's one too many. Watch it, Giant John Ritter. One too many.
We're not going down that path with you now.
Bathing.
Oh, it's back? It's back.
Don't worry, guys, it's back. That joke is McRib. It's back.
Howard for the touchdown.
Slow it down so a white man can rip.
Oh.
Thank you. Honey, you're a baked ham sitting in the driveway. Gonna be a tasty Easter dinner someday. Got ham on your plate.
Nice.
Big mistake.
Mistake.
Drinking some wine before the show.
Sing it, we will Pete Holmes.
The new album.
If only we could, Pete Holmes.
Thank you for not chanting back.
No, they're the best audience ever. Now, Pete, the next time you're wondering what's going on, there's a nice row of people, a murderous row of people back there that have lights directly on their faces.
Yeah.
And whenever you speak, they don't move or smile. And if you would just watch that to judge what's going on with your performance.
Let's see if their shoulders wiggle.
That'll guide me home.
They're like,
just look at them, and if they're not into it, fucking bail.
The problem is, these girls, who are the opposite of the Muppet old men, are in my periphery.
They do love everything.
You mean you wouldn't fuck them?
What's that?
You mean you wouldn't fuck them? Because you'd fuck the old men on the Muppets.
I'd fuck those old puppets. You kidding me?
I would fist them because they're puppets. Fisting joke on a Thursday. Boom.
People listening to this are going to be, what? Oh, no, shit. You were almost as loud as us.
We weren't talking about you. We were talking about old puppet men. And I forgot to see.
Hey, Pete, this was the number one thing I yelled at you about in the last episode. This isn't the time for crowd work. There's no reason for you as a guest to start talking to specific audience members who aren't mic'd and engaging them in some sort of back and forth. Do that during your stand-up.
I think I'm hearing you.
It makes me look so good. I love it.
Is. You're like the well-behaved one when Pete is here.
Yes.
I gotta get Jeff Garlin on with you guys, and then I will love you both again.
All right.
Seriously, is anyone here going to grad school in the crowd? Round of applause.
I was But Doug, didn't you think it was a consistent comedy? Did you like all the gags? What did you think of 21 Jump Street?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks for bringing it back to movies. Instead of our own personal battles and demons. Hmm. Are you looking at your phone, Pete?
I was making sure it wasn't them heckling me via text.
The Illuminated Road does not like it. Stop doing Alan Rickman. It died four jokes ago.
Pete gives his number out to everyone as they enter. Just let me know. Give me constant feedback.
People are just texting him.
How do you spell?
That's Pete's hashtag for every tweet he's ever done.
I enjoyed 21 Jump Street a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's the best. I've said this before, but it's the best adaptation of a TV show I didn't like that I've ever seen.
I had heard that they had the idea and then they realized it was close to 21 Jump Street, so they attached the name. But either way, you kind of feel like the movie works with or without 21 Jump Street.
I think that would have been a great case of like, let's just make a movie that's similar. Like, why does everything have to be a remake? Like, now Vince Vaughn's going to do Rockford Files. Kids don't give a shit about Rockford Files, and old people like me do. So just make a movie that's similar. A guy, he can live in a trailer and solve crimes. You don't have to use the name of an old thing anymore.
The executives that have the money are scared. They're like, well, this is working. They just see other things working.
Yeah, but seriously, what person in this room tonight has seen the TV show Rockford Files?
No one. Oh, you're all nerds, though. They go home, they're like, Downton Abbey is amazing. Don't even know it is. Seriously, you should watch it. People say it's good. It's good.
Joe Santo's amazing. Everyone, God, the fucking Lieutenant Chapman's is like a rapper and he gets busted one time. He's like,
I don't think we're talking about Downton Abbey anymore.
We're talking about Rockford Files.
I think we switched. Yeah, he just brought up another show.
Fuck that.
And then he went. That's so great the way Joe Santos. There's no one named Santos involved in Downton Abbey.
I can't even pronounce it. Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. Because whenever I see it in print, I'm like, you're fucking misspelling downtown. You goddamn Abbey.
You look right. Like Gilbert Carolla.
Dear Abby, stop fucking up the spelling.
Yeah, I'm talking to the guy who looks like Gilbert Carolla. I don't know why we're all not
Gilbert laughing. Gottfried and Adam Carolla had a baby.
I've heard fucking back in the day, I used to hear Peter Brady.
Peter Brady, yeah.
What?
Who?
I think she just started a game of tag. She went, I'm it! She runs. She skedaddles.
Like you. If she's it, she'd be, well. Let's not talk about it.
Does anyone hunger for games?
Hunger Games!
Time for a little build the title.
Oh, shit.
We'll start with Dan, then go to Graham, then Pete, then TJ.
Thank you all that are listening.
Low stakes, doesn't matter who wins, other than you get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
I try and riff so long because I don't like the game.
He's scared, that's all.
You riffed an impressive amount. We're about 40-some minutes into the show.
I like that.
So well done.
Thanks. Let's build that title.
If you want, if you want to sit out the games, that's cool.
Don't tempt me, Doug. No, I like build a title. Let's go.
Coward.
All right, Dan Gabriel.
Coward.
Someone whose Twitter name is State of Denver.
Yeah, finally.
Denver! Yeah. That's his Twitter name. Suggested runaway jury.
Ooh,
what? Huh?
Ooh, I'll pretend I know what that
runaway
means.
Runaway jury. So, Dan Gabriel, can you add to runaway jury? Either something before runaway or something after jury?
Runaway jury duty.
Yeah, dude. Very well done. I was thinking somebody might say jury guarding Henry, but jury duty is a great answer. So we go to Graham Elwood. She needs something that begins with duty.
I will go.
Or begins with run away.
Run,
ends with, sorry.
Run, Lola, run.
Run Lola Runaway, yeah.
Run Lola Runaway.
Nice.
Nice,
Run
bro.
Lola Runaway Jury Duty. So, Pete?
This is a movie, right? I'm so bad at this. Sometimes I say video games.
Yeah.
Logan's yeah. Run?
Yeah. Logan's Run.
Logan's Run, baby run, find your keys, the car's in fire. Wait.
That's not no, you quit.
I did it, I got it.
Quit but, while you're ahead.
Okay.
So now we have...
I made it much worse.
So now you need something that ends in Logue, or Logan's, or begins with duty.
You guys ever seen that movie Glow Again? Me neither. Logan's Runaway Jury Duty calls.
Who's in Duty Calls?
Robert Duty.
And Judy Calls, motherfucker! Oh, I like that movie! I made it alone in Pete's bedroom.
He got an album. He got an album. That was a pretty deep callback. Didn't work.
Okay, so TJ's out.
Why?
We go to Dan. You'll be back in soon. Don't worry
That's
about
baloney.
It.
That's baloney. There is a movie called Duty Calls.
Who's in it?
Everybody, Doug. Almost everybody.
Oh, it's a Gary Marshall movie.
It's being true.
Jessica Biel.
Just a bunch
Jamie
of...
Jamie Foxx.
Well,
George
he is
Lopez.
In it. Jamie Foxx is in it. That's true.
All right, Dan.
Plays a lovable gangster.
You got anything that begins with duty?
All right.
Duty.
Okay, so...
Duty.
We're at Logan's...
Or ends in Logan.
Logan's Run, Lola Run, Jury Duty Wolf.
Yeah!
If I had known that could happen, I would have done it.
So, Graham, you need something that ends in Logan's or begins with Wolf.
Wolfin.
Wolfin, nice.
Boom.
Just add it. Yeah, you just added Wolf. EN to it. Wolfin. Yeah, Albert Finney was the star of that. So we go to Pete.
Okay. Wolf English patient.
Wolf English patient. Does anybody really pronounce it English patient?
Yeah, you didn't let me do that last time because I had the movie, it was Ed, I think, and I said, no, what was it? It was
confused something. Confused Ed or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was something like Dazed and Confused.
Let's try again. Let's try Wolf
and.
Use the actual N sound.
And then there were none. Agatha Christie's classic thriller, and then there were none. That is a movie.
All right, you're out. You're out.
Read the book into your eye.
You're out.
I'm out.
Yeah, you're out.
I will proudly be out, and everyone will know. Free.
Don't worry, Pete. Let's go home and watch The English Patient.
Leave me a gloan.
Dan, what do you have? Wolf and
gloan
and.
Alright, wait, what's the beginning again? Wait.
Logan's. So that's N in Logan's, but I think N... There's... I can think of three already.
English Patient was already done, though.
N...
And then There Were None is also taken.
Yeah.
Duty Calls is a real movie.
Alright, so Graham gets the point on this one.
Man.
And Justice for All. There you go.
That's an album.
No, that's Wolf Ann.
That is an
that's
album.
Wolf Ann. That's
Justice
Wolf
for
Ann.
All is an album.
Wolf Endangered Species would have been fine. And there's a few others. But
Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolf Ender's Game.
Ann.
I guess I wasn't clear when I was going, Ann! I'm having a fucking stroke and you're not getting it. All right. Let's, so Graham got the point on that one. So we'll start with you, Pete.
Fuck.
Hey, I won last time.
We'll see if you'll win this time.
What is that, a challenge?
How to Train Your Dragon!
It's harder to
all
do...
All your income in the last decade!
Guys, if you're not going to be with me, then fuck you.
Wait. You're saying the joke was your fee for Train Your Dragon was my income for the last decade?
No E-Trade, baby. It was insane.
Drinks on a baby! I'm just kidding.
Okay. I'm definitely, if TJ and Pete are on together again, I'm definitely having someone sit in between them.
And
I think that would help a lot.
Okay, I'm ready.
That would be an improvement. All right. At the _ goddamn _ bat. the goddamn bat, suggested the movie Sleepy Hollow. So now you need something that ends in sleepy, or begins with hollow, or parts of those words. You could shorten sleepy to just sleep, or hollow down to just low.
Uh-huh.
Pete Holmes.
Sleepy Hollow.
What is your answer?
Sleepy Hollow Down Dirty Shame.
Yes!
Low Down Dirty Shame. Nicely done.
Thank you. Is that ironic?
As I predicted.
I was banking that as real. Thanks, man.
Now we go to Graham Elwood.
We go to Graham Elwood.
I'm backward?
Yeah, we turn the order around.
All right, so the word, give me the two words again.
Sleepy Hollow Down Dirty Shame.
So Sleepy
Hollow Down Dirty Shame.
Before you sleep.
Okay, so you're out.
No,
he was just about to say what he was going to say. Before you sleep.
Before you sleep, I'm going to answer this.
Doug, before you go to bed tonight,
yes,
I want you to know.
You will tell me eventually.
That, you know.
Yeah, you're out. Okay, so Dan, what do you think?
How about while you were sleeping, hollow?
That's sleeping, unfortunately, but that's a good one, I said it. That's a good guess, though.
I love sleeping hollow.
Do you want to try a different one, or you want to stick with that
one? I love
one?
That film.
Welcome to the Man Show.
Yeah, I'll stick with that one.
Something. Okay, you're out. You're out. I don't know what's going on, but I don't approve of it.
I'm doing Gilbert Carolla over here.
TJ, what do you think?
I think that Graham Elwood is going to kill Pete Holmes. With Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah. Sleepy Hollow Down Dirty Shame.
Quantum Sleepy Hollow.
Quantum.
Shut up. I'm not finished yet.
I would watch the shit out of Quantum Sleep. Scott Bakula goes to bed.
Is it not? It's Low Down Dirty Shame?
But he goes to bed as somebody else.
Man Show, Affleck.
I don't know why you guys laughing. It's like I've heard that. That's like people. Somebody calling me Graham Cracker. That's right up there with.
Yeah, but I'm blending two of them.
Sleepy. All right, so Doug, what is it? Sleepy Hollow.
What do you mean? What is it? Do you want me to give you the
Sleepy Hollow Down Dirty Shame?
Shameful.
Who's in that?
The same people that are in.
All right, Pete gets a point. Pete gets a point, yeah. Everybody.
Pete gets a point. Thank
Sleepy
you.
Hollow Down Dirty Shame.
Thank you, Crispy.
I would have added Big Sleep E Hollow, but it's only a classic.
Could you have done
Science of Sleep?
Could you have done Low Down Dirty Shame Mean Girls?
Shame Mean Girls? No.
I'm bad at this.
Because you don't really say shamey.
You say shamey.
Yeah.
You know what?
Amos and Andy, I keep thinking of TV shows.
I literally did Half-Life, which is a video game last time I played it.
All right, since Pete got the point, we'll start with TJ, and then we'll come down to Pete. And, you know, I'm going to be ending this really soon, so play serious.
I thought we were done. I thought Sleepy Hollow was the Leonard Maltin game. I was like, one guess? Sleepy Hollow? Is it?
I want one guess.
Your hint is
the name of the movie. You still haven't gotten it. He still doesn't know how to play it.
I don't have it. One guess? We're having a lot of fun.
I really should have Brian Regan on the show.
What's the difference? Well, one guess? Can you come to
me? I don't know the answer. I can't think of it right now because there's too much pressure.
I walked on the moon.
Okay, enough Brian Regan impressions. At Sunshine and Fun Dip suggested.
Both of those things.
Is there a happier
like
name on Twitter, Sunshine and Fun Dip?
I like her.
Lollipop.
Might be a dude.
Sunshine and Fun Dip.
I like him.
Rainbows, everything.
Now freestyle.
We're starting with the song's too fast. We're starting with with TJ. The movie suggested by the Sunshine Fun Dip is In the Land of Milk and Honey. Yeah. These are hard ones. I should have remembered who the panel was gonna be.
and then programmed differently. The movie should have been like...
Okay, so read to me again, and you can't use cereals. Right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
You in the land cereals. Of milk and honey.
In the land of milk and honey,
you can't add nut Cheerios.
Okay, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough. Fair enough, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay.
All right, so you're out.
Oh, no, no, just listen. In the land of milk
and honey.
Listen, listen.
Honey
orbit.
What?
You honey heard orbit?
Me. You heard
what
me.
The fuck
the
is
Eddie
that?
Murphy movie, Neorbit. In the land of milk and honey orbit.
Neorbit. Neorbit.
I'm sorry if I talk in a way like this. Neorbit, yeah. Yogi Bear, yeah. Denver, yeah. Drink it up, real juice.
Oh, Crispy, can I please have another, I'm just saying this out into the ether, Kettle and Soda?
Guys, yeah. Enjoy Kettle One. Fellas, this is vodka. You seen their ads? They're terrible.
It's gentlemen. Do you guys need anything? Do you need anything?
Yeah, I'll have whatever you're having. Good?
All right.
I'm good with my white wine.
Beatles, you got anything for In the Land of Milk and Honey? I didn't think you did. Graham Elwood?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
God damn it!
Shit on it.
You know what? It was between him and totally Cheerios, and I went with my gut.
Huckleberry Finn, the land of milk and honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Finn the land. We've all seen that movie. Finn the land.
Huckleberry Finn.
The Hun English patient.
Okay, now we're down here to Dan.
Okay.
Do you have anything for In the Land of Milk and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Huck Finn.
Can I just say Kids, the movie
no,
Kids?
No, you can't.
I can't have that. Do it.
No, you can't, but it's a nice thing to reference, that creepy Larry Clark movie.
All right.
Bully is my favorite Larry Clark movie, if I may say so. Yeah, it's disturbing.
Okay.
Kids are all right, comma, the. You can't do that. That's why I said it.
Yeah, also, it's not your turn.
My turn was skipped. What is happening?
I didn't know. Oh shit! Thank you.
Jesus. The crowd flipped out.
Yeah. Doug. Beverage.
I thought it was Malkovich with a plastic gun.
Why?
Ah, in the line of fire.
Why did you shoot that duck, you asshole?
Anything, Dan?
Oh, that's for me. I'll drink it.
If you can't, what's that?
It's either, should I give it to Pete?
No, don't give Pete anything. Do you want a drink? Do you want a drink?
I'm stronger. I'm better. I'm faster.
Pete.
What are you doing now? You're the most fucked up person on this panel.
I don't understand it! That was my Malkovich.
You guys, it's just an experience, okay? We're all listening to an experience.
Listen to me, fuck face.
I wish
you have any idea, Frank, how many times I've watched you walk from that bar.
It sounds good up here.
Is that that's still Malkovich?
It's Malkovich.
Okay.
Fuck you, Doug. It's a solid Malkovich.
It's my brain. Remember in Being John Malkovich?
Yeah.
It's my brain.
These liaisons are dangerous.
As I can't tell.
You always know good.
I can't tell if I'm the best or the worst.
You always know someone has a great impression when they're the name of the movie.
Yeah.
We've got more of those. I don't know what you're talking about, but we got more. Go ahead.
10-10 in the. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh. I didn't even know you were trying to play this game. I thought you had another line from a Malkovich movie that he didn't say that describes what the movie is.
The land of
no, I'm
Milton
sorry.
Honey.
I thought we were still playing the word.
Because I have one. I'm about to take over Con Air!
I was in the weird...
Wait, was it?
You guys seen The Rock? The talented Mr. Ripley prequel. No one saw it.
there's some sort of, the problem with Tintin is that, Dan, that there's some sort of, there's a thing after the semicolon. There's more, right? It's called The Adventures of Tintin. What else? It has more, though, right?
That's the weirdest mass of sound.
It does. No. It does have more. Look it up on your phone.
Look it up on your phone.
It's The Adventures of Tintin.
Can I read? Can I do another one instead?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction in the Land of Honey? I like it.
No, but it's fiction. It's fiction. T-I-N.
Yeah, no, no, no. Absolutely not.
But it's
that is an alley I've been kicked out of many times for trying to pee in it. You can't let him go.
Why not?
It's just Adventures of Tintin?
Yeah.
Is not more to it? I think there's more to it.
I think that's what everybody thought when they saw it.
No, it's just The Adventures of Tintin. T.J. Miller, everybody.
Isn't there so much more to this?
Who'd you check with? IMDb? Okay.
Who'd you check with? He's like, Steven. I didn't go on IMDb.
If you didn't call Steven, I don't know what the fuck you're trying to prove. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I believe you. I just thought it had some sort of extra business in the title. Yeah, I'm checking it too.
Well, Doug checks it. We'd like to talk to you a little bit about what was.
Yeah, but Pulp Fiction doesn't fly, Dan. I'm sorry.
Adventures of Tintin.
Adventures of Tintin.
But Tintin flies?
You didn't even see it.
I did not.
You giving me Tintin?
No, I'm not giving you either one. I don't think, but I might have to give you Tintin. Hang on a second. Hang on, you guys.
Everyone, just
do you have somewhere to go?
Yeah, just take a moment to take a deep breath. Your day is going to be fine ahead of you tomorrow.
Like,
I'm just trying to.
Who gives a fuck? Feel that.
What's another Malkovich quote?
In my club, I will splash the pot whenever the fuck.
Yeah, that's good.
That's Rounders.
Rounders.
I eat a cookie when I have it.
Okay, we're officially accepting Adventures of Tintin.
Yay!
Tim Gabriel, ladies and gentlemen. Danny Gabriel.
Thank you.
So we go to Graham.
It's good. There's not a lot of movies.
Oh, The Adventures of Tintin, The Land of Milk and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, kids are all right.
Kids are all right. That's right.
No, it's The Kids Are All Right.
You've never played before. You don't know what we do with the and A, do you?
And put them right in your butt.
And flack.
That's it. That's the comeback. That's the go-to.
And flack.
You bet it is.
Dr. Drew.
There, I got a fucking mashup. There you go.
Dan, do you have anything for that ends in adventures or begins with all right? Or right? I thought of one.
I got one.
Gramps got one. Pressure's on, Dan.
What's the beginning is adventures?
Not to end in adventures.
Adventures.
Or begin with right. All right. Or just right. What do you think?
Righteous Brothers documentary.
I love
that. I wish there was a Righteous Brothers documentary.
That makes an excellent double feature with Duty Calls.
Right, the right stuff.
Oh, you did it!
Right, but no, is it called The Right Stuff?
We don't use
What's that?
We don't use that.
Yeah, we don't use the RA. Fucking, could you guys just not even participate if you don't get it?
Why did you shoot that duck, you asshole? All
right, Graham.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure!
Tintin, the Land of Milk and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Are All Right Stuff.
That was nice catching that jack on the turn.
Nice. I love it.
So, Dan, you need something that ends in P or Pee Wee or begins with stuff. What do you think, Dan?
Better. Faster. Fuck face.
It's really hard to concentrate while you're rubbing me.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was a thing.
That was a classic.
You need a back scratch, buddy?
Yeah, that's how the great chess players used to freak each other out. This is a nice back rub while they're trying to make their next move.
Bobby Fischer used to give foot massages. That's how he won.
Look it up. Look it up, Rack Steve.
You got anything, Dan?
It's a fucking joke anyway. You come in for a quickie.
You've seen Rounders a lot.
A bunch of times. So many times.
You've seen it a lot.
You keep grinding it out, Kanish. That's noble work you're doing.
I love that threshold of quotes where you're like, you've seen that a lot.
Because I've seen it a lot, and you're making me look like I've seen it once.
Okay, so Graham's our winner, and congratulations. Pee-wee's Big Adventures of Tintin, The Land of Milk and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids are all right stuff. That's a good one. Yeah, you did good. Everybody did great. Graham gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. Someone in the audience is going to win all these prizes. Gentlemen, pick your name tags. Go find your name tag. There's some oh my God, there's some amazing ones. Just get up and physically go get whoever you want to play for. If you could leave your microphone, if you could leave your microphones, leave your microphones on your chairs, and then go and because you got to go deep into the audience. Pete Holmes, Pete Holmes, put your microphone on your chair, and then go silently go pick a goddamn name tag.
You
don't have to narrate every goddamn thing you do.
My podcast.
TJ, put your microphone down. Look at that. That's a nice one. Graham and I are going to be at Side Splitters in Knoxville, Tennessee on May 3rd and the Comedy Zone in Charlotte on May 5th. That show's at 4:20. You'll have a chance to play the Leonard Maltin game against Graham.
I'm sorry.
Has everybody got a name?
My podcast, Cashing In.
All right.
I should check it out.
Let's go one at a time. Let's talk to you guys one at a time about who you're playing for. We'll start with Dan. Dan has a dragon puzzle that says Reign of Adam on it. Which is based on what? Reign of Fire?
Yes.
You changed fire to Adam. How clever.
You're a huge Reign of Fire fan. I love it.
I almost always say Adam instead of fire.
Yeah, that's why your grandmother died that one night.
Adam, Adam, Adam! Get out, Adam! No one responds.
Call the Adam department.
It's a house.
Right. Do you need a back rub, pal?
Graham, who are you playing for?
Well,
I'm excited about yours.
It says, she wrote this whole sign, Graham, we have yummy gluten, dairy, and nut-free treats with a catchy phrase just for you. They're s'morables, Graham-style crackers, ladies and gentlemen. Jess loves movies and comedy film nerds. Give it up for Jess. I love you.
Let's eat those.
Hippie food for me.
Are you going to eat that shit?
I'm going to eat the shit out of it because I know none of you will.
I'm going to eat the fuck out of it.
Do you not eat gluten?
Gluten is stupid.
What do you
eat
have?
Shit on you down, Holmes.
What do you have there, Pete?
I have Ashley's. You already talked about it. But
the boombox.
What you did
say, Ashley.
There's blood on the back of it because it says, I cut myself while making this. Ew. So I'm going to frame you at some crime scenes, if that's okay. Just leave that there. Why, Boog? What sucks? Suck?
What did I tell you about crowd work?
Oh.
Okay, I'm playing for Holly, who wrote a large sign that said, yeah, Yogi Bear, Denver, Holly. And then not to be outdone, yeah. So thank you, Holly.
Excitement.
Nice work, Holly. So Dan's playing for Adam. Graham's playing for gluten cookies.
those gluten-free crackers look like they were locked in with a pharaoh.
enjoy a dust cracker.
This is what primitive people used to eat.
Primitive people were healthy.
Gluten's for cool guys. My poops can handle it.
I should make a shirt that says that. My poops can handle gluten.
You mean pooping?
Gloopin'?
Gloopin'?
Poop.
All right, let's play. We're going to start with Graham. I put my phone in one of my pockets. Let's see which one it is. Winner. Graham's playing for Jess and some amazing gluten-free treats.
Oh my God, those are great.
And when I say they're amazing, I mean that it would be amazing if they were treats.
Oh, I'm sorry, you need a sip of water after those delicious moist crackers? That's weird.
Yes.
Turns out the secret ingredient to delicious this whole time was gluten.
You would need water after any cracker treat, be it gluten or gluten-free.
Sir, I retort with one word. Ritz! It's a moist cracker.
No, sir.
It's a moist cracker.
No,
please. There's no way you've had more than one Ritz and not needed water, you lying piece of shit.
Next.
Nyet! Pay him! Pay that man his money! He beat me! Straight up!
It's 2 hours and 37 minutes to 4:20, ladies and gentlemen.
We're close, guys. We can make it together through marijuana.
We could totally make it. Graham gets to pick a category. Would you like the classic host protocol, that's movies where someone has a party, or submitted by Diarrhea Volcano on Twitter?
Diarrhea.
Dawn of the Dead, that's movies where Don Cheadle dies. Or another favorite, My Fife, that's movies where someone plays a flute. For some reason. My Fife.
I'll go My Fife.
Oh, wow.
Twitter handle.
Bold choice.
Those jokes, by the way, are totally McRib.
There's some very fast fife playing in this movie. So, good luck.
Good luck to Volcano Diarrhea to ever have intercourse.
We're going to go to Dan after Graham. And there's 2.5 stars for this movie, according to Leonard Maltin. The year is 1971. Yeah, he calls this movie, he says the lead performer in this movie is enigmatic. Yeah, and he also says that this movie has a cruel edge. And there are 7 names listed. How many names do you think you can get this movie that features extremely brief playing of a flute?
I will go 6.
Might not even be a flute. 6 names, he says. Dan.
6 names.
Dan Gabriel from Best Medicine Podcast.
6 names, 1971.
Wait. 7 names total. Graham bid 6.
Okay.
So you have to go lower or say name it.
I'll go 5.
He says 5, TJ. No help from the audience, please.
Oh, boy. I mean, I'd say name it. I'd say name it. And I say that every time I watch a movie and I see even just the briefest use of a flute. I'm like, I'll never forget this moment. But, you know, sometimes we lie to ourselves, guys. Sometimes we do.
All right, so Dan gets 5 names.
All right.
Out of 7.
This is for you, Holly.
That's a lot of names. 1971, 2.5 stars. Enigmatic lead performance, and it's got a cruel edge, and your 5 names, and people in the audience are gonna know it, so don't lose your minds.
Don't yell out.
Ursula Reet, Michael Bolner, Aubrey Woods, Roy Kinnear, and Peter Ostrom.
Oh!
I
could have got
settle down over there. Dan Gabriel, what's the name of this movie?
Is it Darby O'Gill and the Little People?
That's an amazing guess.
Oh my God, that's
probably
incredible.
About 10 years earlier, but
still, I love that film.
The rest of the names are Jack Albertson and Gene Wilder, and the movie is called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. TJ Miller gets a point.
You better believe it. It tastes like an everlasting gobstopper.
It's so weird how you happen to have Willy Wonka hair right now.
Hey, no problem, guys. Just don't lick the fucking wallpaper. I'm kicking everybody out of my factory.
What's a snozzberry?
What's a nosy little bitch? That's what I would have said if I was really.
That's from the Tim Burton version. All right, well done, you guys. So since TJ got the point, we'll start with Pete Holmes, and then we'll move towards TJ.
Yes.
20 names.
20.
I'm sorry, man. We'll start with Graham Elwood and move towards Dan Gabriel.
Oh, I love it.
Table stakes.
Another line from Rounders, bitches.
I can't think. He was in Red. What was that?
Look out for that missile. There's an explosion. Dick bag.
Stop doing Malkovich.
Sorry.
I can't.
Stop. Stop with the Malkovich, you son of a bitch. Okay.
Can't think of anything.
You get to pick. You get to pick category, Pete.
Okay.
Then we're going to TJ. And you get, the options are one word review. That's a movie where Leonard Maltin gave it the movie, its whole review was one word.
Oh, that's an amazing one.
Yeah, it's hilarious, but very tough one if you choose it. Then at Blue Sun 2, B-L-U-S-U-N 2, suggested two-letter movies. That's movies where there's only two letters in the entire title of the movie.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah, or... At UT Chicago suggested full-blown AIDS. And that's movies where someone is playing an assistant to someone.
UT Chicago is just in his neon right now, like, fuck yeah. Totally killed.
Which one of those would you like to play?
Insane.
Full-blown AIDS. Let's do full-blown AIDS.
All right. Wow. Somebody's an assistant to someone in this movie. Leonard gives it 3 stars. It's from the year 2006. Mm-hmm. Leonard calls this movie slick. And he also says about this movie that it is... he says that some of the supporting actors do nice work. Yeah, that's the only thing that doesn't give it away. Everything else is very giveaway-y. So, supporting actors do nice work in a slick movie from 2006 that has an assistant in it, 3 stars from Leonard, and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 names are listed.
I'm Leonard Maltin.
How many names do you think you get in, Pete?
I'd like to say nice work.
20 names.
That's 20 twice names. The number that you're...
I want each name read twice. I'll say 10 names.
10, he says. He goes to full boat, TJ.
10 names.
What are you going to do with that?
And he called it nice work. And the supporting cast.
By some supporting
I'll cast. Say name that movie.
Yeah! Do it! Name it! Dagger!
All 10 names?
Is he going to be
I
so...
I knew having the two worst players next to each other...
Hey, that movie, no, I just see a bluff situation when I look into its eyes.
I refuse to be embarrassed that I won't be able to get it. Here we go.
All right, here's your 10 names. I'm not even going to give you the fucking clues again because it's so goddamn easy. If you don't get it, Pete.
Don't make it worse. We love doing Alan Rickman. We love doing...
You know what? Just yell it as soon as you know it. I'm going to say the names from the fucking top. Just to get this over with.
Let's fucking
Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway.
Don't yell it out. Don't yell it out.
Stanley Tucci.
Don't yell it out.
Simon Baker.
Don't
Emily Blunt. Adam Greenier. David Marshall Grant. James Naughton. Tracy Toms. Rebecca
Quiet.
Mayer.
Quiet.
Do you really...
Don't yell it out.
Quiet. Do you really...
Quiet.
Do you really not know it?
It's quiet. Stop.
Do you really not know Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway?
Stop.
Say it.
Stop.
Say it out loud. Put the microphone to your face and say the name of the movie. Point to TJ Miller!
This is the greatest day of my life. When I was in Yogi Bear! 3D!
I am so bad.
Oh my God.
You didn't know that Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway were in Devil Wears Prada?
I saw that movie.
He saw it!
That was my guess.
Your excuse is I'm a man. I didn't see it.
No.
But instead you go with, oh, I saw that.
Oh yeah, that was a great movie. I loved it. I got the DVD in my house. I read the credits every night. I don't know.
Of course, I skipped the title. Why would I ever forget that?
So TJ Miller got 2 points, so he's our winner.
I did it for you, Holly. Because you know what it's like to be imprisoned in a caricature of yourself doing an impersonation.
I didn't know who Anne Hathaway was. You should have said Catwoman.
That's never a thing. No one has ever said, you should have said Catwoman.
Weird. Do you want to eat some of the Dead Sea Scrolls?
See, that's why I'm on the show.
I got a lot of cracker riffs.
So, are we going to give a hug? No, that's not her. Holly won. Holly won.
You hold on to that.
Yeah, she won, so she doesn't get the name of Shithead. These are, I'm collecting the Shitheads.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I made a terrible mistake.
So,
I promise I'll pay for it later.
So give, we gotta do it in front of everybody. Holly, could you come up here?
Holly, get up here.
You gotta collect your hugs in front of everybody.
Your bag's dripping. Your bag's dripping.
Is it really? Oh, because it was sitting in a puddle.
You're telling everyone what hotel we're staying at too. That's weird.
No, I'm not. You are. You announce what hotel we're staying at.
Okay, Pete, go ahead and give her a prize.
You guys give her hugs. Come on.
Hugs, come on, hugs.
Pizza.
Right? Good hug. Fantastic.
Now it's time for my prize to you.
Oh my God, this is.
If you had to compare them,
he's going in for boo. He's getting boo.
I think TJ just came. Yeah.
No, but I did at one point into her, I just went, Holly, I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did.
Did you whisper the code in her ear?
What's that?
You said you'd whisper the code in her ear.
Oh, Holly seemed to be okay with me not doing that.
Wow.
She's like, as she's hugging you, I've heard enough from you.
Is there a code to block it?
Do you ruin your album the way you ruin this show?
The album is surprisingly focused.
You interrupt yourself in your own album.
I do predict when they'll be offended before they're offended.
Guys, come on.
I recorded it here in San Francisco. Was anyone here? Yes. Was anyone at the show? See, they know it was good.
You guys.
Oh, they know.
To love Pete, you also have to make fun of him knowing that he's not hurt by it. Stop feeling so bad for him. He's fine.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's a giant Val Kilmer. He's fine.
I'm the worst Batman. I'll be okay.
That's right.
I don't know. Yeah, I say Clooney. Mostly because of the nipples.
Well, they put them on there.
Where's Adam at? We need your shithead, Adam. Come on up here. We'll have you write it down somewhere.
So gay.
But that was a good job, TJ. That was very exciting.
Thank you guys so
I've
much.
I've really seen it.
Listen if you want to my podcast, which is Cashing In with TJ Miller, available on iTunes and Nerdist. So many podcasts have different guests, and we were tired of it. So Cash Levy, the host, interviews me over and over and over again forever on topics that you'd rather not know about, but you wish you didn't. So please listen and let us know if you like it. We thought we'd give it a shot.
All right, there's Adam, everybody. He was
Hi, Adam.
Adam in the house.
With his dragon sign.
Everybody at home, don't feel bad about your work week. You did fine. You tried your best. Didn't you?
Wow, these are some of the most specific shitheads. Like, none of them is a person. They're all, like, groups of people or... Well, no, that's one person, but anyway.
That's the opposite of specific.
I hope the Rosa Parks Foundation isn't on there. And I'm serious.
Let's have a round of applause for all of my guests.
Thank you!
Thanks for putting up with us.
Thank you. Thanks for putting up with us, San Fran.
TJ, TJ Miller, where can we see you coming up or look at your tour dates? TJMiller.com? Is that
TJ Miller does not have a website.com. Listen to my new podcast, because why wouldn't you? You already listened to this one. And also listen to Graham Elwood's podcast, because it's awesome. And I'm also sure that the Giving Advice one will be equally as exciting. I haven't yet to have heard it. But Pete Holmes' podcast is a pile of dick shits. And that's actually when a human dick is cut off, becomes itself, eats something, and then takes a shit.
I'd start with
what?
The
did I make it weird?
You're dead. You're
hey, aren't you going to be at the Punchline in San Francisco in June?
You better fucking believe it. And if anyone in here, didn't like the show, and it was because of me, then meet me outside, and I'll fist fight you. And if you win, I'll buy you tickets to see me, which you won't use because you hate me. I'll be at the Punchline in June. Come okay. Check me out.
Okay, turn his mic off. Okay, and then we have Pete Holmes. What do you got coming up, Pete? Pete Holmes. Pete.
Yeah.
Pete, his mic's off for a reason. Give your things.
My, I'm coming back here to Cobb's. Jesus, TJ. I'm
all right, turn Pete's off. Turn Pete's off. Graham Elwood.
No. I'm coming to Cobb's.
Turn it off.
Me and Kyle are going to be here at Cobb's. I'm plugging the club. And you made it weird. Please listen to it. Goodbye. Thank you.
Yeah.
Graham Elwood.
You can listen to my podcast, Comedy Film Nerds. Thank you for all your lovely kitten hands. All my tour dates are at GrahamElwood.com. I will be headlining. This is for the people listening at home. The Laughing Skull in Atlanta, May 17th through 20th. Thank you so much, San Francisco!
And Dan Gabriel from Best Medicine Podcast with Robert Duchesne. Listen to that. And you got any tour dates coming up?
Yes, I'm at the Punchline this weekend. Come out.
Oh, this is the Punchline this weekend. They're not going to, the listeners aren't going to hear that in time.
Okay, well, they can go to dangabriel.net and check out my tour dates.
It's not.
Or check my podcast.
It's not the best dot .org.
It's .net. .com was taken.
Fair enough. That jerk. Who took dangabriel.com?
A realtor in, Connecticut.
Let's go fucking kill him.
Yeah, let's all go there.
I'd love to go. Let's go to his house and went there and showed up at his house and we're like, what are you doing with that website? What's going on with that URL? Gabriel.
Thank you all so much for coming. I got to rush over to the Punchline. I hope to see some of you over there.
Yes, thank you. If you listen to my podcast, start with three. Start with episode three.
Yeah. As always, if you've seen Cabin in the Woods, you know the director is a shithead. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. That's why I said that one first, because these next ones are probably more accurate. Mark Maron's cats are shitheads.
look at
this guy's going crazy specific, and he even said to me while he was writing it, he was like, should I say the names of my bosses and where I work? And I was like, do what you gotta do, dude. He said he's going to turn this podcast up nice and loud at work when it pops. And so, as always, Nick and Michelle at Wells Fargo is a shithead!
Nick and Michelle. Yeah. Isaac will think you and Kyle was made too far.